聚集在这里，愿主祝福。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day, and as we gather here, may the Lord bless each and every one of us.
那今天也是农历的除夕，就是今年也按照阴历来说呢，是最后一天。
Today is also the New Year's Eve of the lunar calendar.
那明天就是新历农历的过年。
Tomorrow is the beginning of a new year.
那我们就这个时候，在这个安息日特别举办这个敬老会也深具意义。
The church uses this opportunity to hold this special service for the elderly as a meaningful gesture.
所以今天早上呢，小弟要用栽在神殿里的常青树做题目，跟大家来互相勉励。
This morning, I would like to use the topic planting the evergreen in the temple of God for a mutual encouragement.
因为我们教会里面蒙神祝福有许多老人家，他们年纪都已经超过70岁了。
Our church is blessed with many elderly members who are over 70 years old.
诗篇九十篇说，我们人一生年岁是70，都是强壮的，可到80。
In Psalm 90, it says that our years are 70, and if we're strong, we would reach 80s.
那现在教会，我们看到这么多老人家，我们特别就是说应该对这个年纪超过70岁的老人家呢，给他们一个特别的机会来。让我们的下一代学习怎么样来尊敬长辈，让他们了解要来遵照圣经的指示。
With our elderly members with us, this is a great chance for us to educate our next generation how to pay respect to them and how to learn from them in their spiritual experience.
因为年岁增加，其实代表神的恩典在我们的身上。
With an increase in age, it represents the blessings of God on us.
圣经说没有一个人可以为明天自夸。
The Bible says that no one can boast about tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
Because no one knows what will happen tomorrow.
所以我们在座的年纪轻的，我们看到我们年长的兄姐们，我们要对他献上敬意。
For those of us who are younger among the congregation, we need to show our respect.
因为我们没有一个人有把握能够活到那个时候，如果不是神允许的话。
Because if it is not the will of God, no one can live until the next day.
我记得以前有一个执事他曾经有一个梦想，当他当阿公的时候，他要怎么样带领他的孙子，然后要跟他教育，当他。他 很希望他有一天能够当阿公，然后有孙子，然后教育他的孙子，享受那个天伦之乐。
I remember there was a deacon who once mentioned that he wanted to plan out how he would be a grandfather and teach his grandchildren how to be very blissful.
因为这位执事呢，他很多的学问，他有很多经历，他很希望他当他老的时候，可以将他的人生经历跟他的孙子辈来分享。
Because he himself is very knowledgeable and is full of experiences, so he wanted to share all of that with his grandchildren at an advanced age.
结果因为神没有允许，所以他在五十多岁的时候，在他人生事业正好的时候，因为生病，神就把他接回去了。
But because God did not allow him to live past 55 years old, so at the peak of his life,He was received back to heaven.
结果他也没有机会照他所梦想的跟他的孙子一起来享受天伦之乐。
He was not then able to enjoy this blissful period and sharing with his grandchildren.
所以我们今天在座的兄姐们能够活过70岁，其实这个就是神的祝福。
So for those of our members who have lived past 70, this is actually a blessing of God.
那我们当我们一个人年岁增长的时候，其实也就是我们在人生里程上累积了更多的知识跟人生的智慧。
When we age, it means also that we have accumulated more experiences and wisdom.
那当我们年纪增加的时候，其实也代表说我们现在相对的智慧增长，我们的知识加多。那要做什么呢？
So with this increase in wisdom and knowledge, what shall we do?
我们现在来看一下这一节耶伯记第十二章。
Let's refer to Job chapter 12.
耶伯记第十二章。
Job chapter 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶伯记十二章十二节，年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
Job chapter 12, verse 12. Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding.
也就是说，其实我们每一个人在过每天日子，当我们年纪增加，每一年增加一岁啊，我们相对的对人生的体会，对神的认识也会增多的。
As we age each year, we will also increase in our experience of life.And our knowledge of God.
因为我们事情看多了，人看多了，我们对这个生命的体验呢，就更深入。
Because we have seen more of men and of matters, so we will have a deeper understanding.
那我们今天在主里面，我们的年岁增长跟没有信主人又更不一样了。
For those of us who are in the Lord, this will be even more different.
因为我们年纪增加的时候，我们
Because our Lord God actually placed the age as a as a crown onto us.
那让我们所走过的路径都充满恩典，充满自由。
So that the path we crosses would be filled with blessings.
所以每一年的年岁增加，代表我们在神身上所领受神的恩典越来越多。
So with each age, with each increase in age, it means we have received more blessings from God.
你看我们教会里面有老人有小孩。
When we look at the church, how there are the old ones and the young ones.
有人觉得说神比较疼爱小孩。
Some people actually say that God loves the young ones more.
因为小孩子纯真可爱。
Because young children are very innocent and adorable.
那个孩子他也不会去犯错，所以他基本上。小孩子呢，他所犯的罪比较少。
They also do not know how to commit sins, so they end up being less sinful.
那有时候人老了就变得不可爱了，就看长相。当然，小孩子、年轻人比较可爱。
And also, when you look an elderly person, you may think that a young child may look more pleasant.
那老人家生活过得比较久了。在这个世上跟人待人接物处事都比较多，所以相对的犯的错可能也比较多了。
Also, for an older person, he would have gone through life a lot longer, so there are more opportunities for him to have made mistakes or offended people.
所以有时候老人家会觉得说啊，神好像比较不会爱我，神比较爱小孩子。
That's why some of the elderly people may feel that God does not love me as much as the young kids.
其实神对我们的爱都没有改变的。
But God's love in actuality did not change.
当我们每一个人都是从妈妈肚子生出来的。
We were all born of our mother's womb.
每一个人被生出来的时候都非常可爱。
And every one of us was born very adorable.
都是妈妈最疼爱的孩子。
We were all most loved by our mother.
我们都曾经经过那个非常人见人爱的那个阶段。
We all went through the period where everyone who saw us.Loved us.
那个时候其实就是神爱我们的时候。
And that's when God loved us.
那神真的爱，在我们年岁增加的时候，他对我们的爱其实没有改变的。
And with our age, God never changed in His love toward us.
因为神自己这样说。
This is what God said Himself.
我们先请看以赛亚书四十六章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书四十六章。
Isaiah chapter 46.
我们请看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
以赛亚书四十六章三节说：“雅各家、以色列家，一切剩余的要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我保抱，自从出胎便蒙我怀地。”
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
第四节说：“直到你们年老，我能这样。”直到你们发白，我能怀地，我已造作，也必保抱，我必怀抱，也必拯救。
Verse 4, Even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even as I will carry and will deliver you.
这个就是神他的宣告，他对我们每个人的爱，从年幼到年老，发白的时候都没有改变的。
This is the proclamation from God that his love to us never change from when we were young until we were old.
那可是我们小孩，我们在小的时候，我们对神的爱，我们比较不会有感受。
But as a young one, we may not feel the love of God as much.
但当我们年纪大了，我们年岁增加变老了以后，我们对神的爱相对的一定会越来越多。
But on the contrary, when we're older, we would feel more and more of God's love.
我们会感受到，因为神的爱、神的拯救，我们今天才可以活到现在。
We will feel that because of the love of God, we are saved by God and we can live till now.
我们也会成熟到，会愿意来回报神的爱。
We will also mature to the point where we want to repay God's love.
真的，我们在教会里面看到，真的爱主的，真的从心里面会感谢神，会真的爱尽全力爱神的，通常都是老人家。
And this actually can be seen easily in the church, where a lot of the older members are the one who are able to love God from their heart.
因为你看，一个人年轻的时候，他对父母亲的爱通常不会有很多感动的。
A young ones usually are not that touched by their parents' love.
一直到自己当父母亲的时候，才知道说，原来我的父母亲是怎样爱我。
It's not until they become parents themselves that they realize how much their parents had loved them.
所以当我们年老的时候，我们对神的爱要更愿意回报，因为我们知道神很爱我。
So when we are older, we are all the more willing to repay God for His love.
那我们今天在神的爱里面，我们其实更进一步了，我们都被主耶稣接受成为义人了。
Today, we have all been received by the love of Christ as righteous.
我们今天虽然我们年老，但是我们在神面前，我们都成为神的孩子。其实我们每一个人在神面前都是很尊贵的了。
And even though we're old, but we actually are all children before God, and every single one of us is precious in His sight.
神是公义的，他也要求他的孩子、他的小孩、他的这些后、这些子女成为义人。
God is righteous, and He requires the same of His children.
所以教会里面如果有很多老人家呢，其实也表示说，这些老人家是我们教会的宝。
If there are a lot of elderly members in our church, this means that we have a lot of treasure in our church.
因为他们这些老人家就像栽在神殿里面的长青树。
This is because they're like the evergreen trees that are planted in the temple of God.
因着对神的爱的感动，他们想要回报神，他们在年老的时候还可以不断的结果子。
Because they are moved by the love of God, they still want to bear fruit in their old age.
我们现在看诗篇九十二篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 92.
诗篇九十二篇
，Psalm 92，
请看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12。
九十二篇十二节，义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree; he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
第十三节说，他们栽于神的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。
13 reads, "Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God."
十四节，他们年老的时候能要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青。
14, they shall still bear fruit in old age; they shall be fresh and flourishing.
这里就在提到说，今天我们其实在神眼中啊，我们都是一个义人了。
Here it mentioned that in the eyes of God, we are all righteous.
义人要发旺像棕树。
And the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
那这个用这样一个棕树跟香柏树来描述义人，实际上是很深的意义的。
The fact that it uses a palm tree and a cedar to explain a righteous person has a very deep meaning.
今天我们在主里面，我们因着主的宝血，我们真的都成为义人了。
Today, because of the blood of Christ, we have all been called righteous.
义人是谁？
Who are the righteous ones?
诗篇九十二篇一开始的时候，那个标题啊，写安息日的诗歌。
At the beginning of Psalm 92, it says that this is a song for the Sabbath day.
所以义人其实就是会享受神的安息日的。
The righteous ones are the ones who would know to enjoy the Sabbath.
那他是会称谢赞美神的。
He knows to praise and thank God.
会去传扬神的慈爱的。
He will proclaim the mercy of God.
所以你看，现在请看第二节、第三节。
Let's read verse 2 and 3.
用十弦的乐器和瑟，用琴弹优雅的声音。早晨要传扬你的慈爱，每夜要传扬你的信实，这本为美事。
To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound.
这里谈到说，这个义人呢，他其实会去，他去会了解到神的爱，会感受到神的信实，所以他进一步的会想要去传扬、赞美、歌颂。
It says that a righteous person will feel the love of God and he will confirm the faithfulness of God, so he will praise God as a result.
第四节说，因你主借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。
Verse 4 reads, For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
第五节说，主啊，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深。
5. O Lord, how great are your works? Your thoughts are very deep.
那其实 这几节 经节都在谈、哦、神的那个安息日，其实是神一个很重要的、啊、对人的爱，让我们来享受的。
These verses all affirm that Sabbath day is a manifestation of the great love of God.
所以义人基本上就是那个他会感受到神创造这个天地的伟大，他为了我们设立这个安息日，让我们每一周有一天可以休息，然后来传扬他的作为，传扬他的慈爱。
A righteous person will feel the greatness of God in his creation, and also the love of God in instituting the Sabbath, and he would use this day to proclaim the love of God.
所以我们一定会重视安息日。
We will deem Sabbath day as very important.
因为安息日就是我们来领受神的恩典的日子。
Because this is the day we shall receive blessing from God.
是神特地要让我们来休息，为我们人设立的。
It is a day that we are given rest, and it was instituted for the sake of man.
神要我们在这当中 得享受，能够享受神的慈爱。
God wants us to be able to enjoy His love.
那这个义人呢？他说要发旺像棕树。
It says here, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
棕树其实是代表着胜利，也代表和平。
Palm tree represents victory and peace.
那棕树生长在那个沙漠旷野的地方。
It usually grows in the wilderness or in a deserty place.
棕树是常青的，就是它是不会掉叶子的。
Palm tree is considered a type of evergreen where it would not lose its leaves.
棕树可以长得很高，它的那个根可以扎得很深。
It can grow very tall and it can grow its roots very deep.
所以通常那个在旷野走路、啊、在沙漠里面的人、啊、看到棕树最喜欢的，最高兴的。
Usually those who are walking in the desert would be most delighted when they see a palm tree.
因为棕树在最干燥的地方它发展的，它其他树都没办法长，只有棕树可以真的成长起来。
Because only palm trees can really grow in the desert area.
那棕树呢，你看那个旅途的人、啊、看到棕树他们就很高兴，因为在棕树那里一定可以找到水泉。
But more than that, you can see that with the palm trees, there is a source of water normally.
所以一个义人发旺像棕树，就好像这个当我们遇到很恶劣的环境，在遇到试炼的时候，我们仍然可以发旺，仍然可以树叶常青。
So what this means is that during our trials or our persecution, we can still flourish like a palm tree.
所以义人碰到困难的试炼的时候，不会被击倒，一定继续的靠着主耶稣的恩典、啊、能够结出果子来。
In the face of all these difficulties, we will not be defeated easily, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can continue to bear fruit.
所以义人，这个就是义人的特色，能够遇到困难、遇到危险的时候，他不会被击倒，反而越来越兴旺。
This is the characteristic of a righteous one. He would not be easily defeated. Instead, he will grow even stronger.
我们今天年长的弟兄姐妹遇到生命中很多很多的风浪过去了。
For our elderly members today, they have experienced much difficulties in their lives.
靠着主，义人要发旺像棕树。
Through the Lord, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
下一句说要生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The next phrase reads, "He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon."
那这个香柏树代表的是荣耀，代表的是力量。
Cedar represents glory and strength.
香柏树长在高山上。
And it also grows in the high mountain.
在寒冷的地方。
In the cold area.
那当时候在巴勒斯坦地呢，那个最好的香柏树就是长在黎巴嫩的高山里面。
In the land of Philistine, the best type of cedars that grew there were grown in Lebanon.
它的树可以很高很高的。
the trees can grow very tall.
也是常青的。
And they are evergreen.
那个圣经在以赛在以西结书里面曾经用黎巴嫩的香柏树来比喻当时候很强大的巴比伦帝国跟亚述帝国。
The book of Ezekiel describe the Babylonians and the Assyrians who were very powerful at the time using the analogy of the cedar in Lebanon.
所以香柏树代表是荣耀的。
So cedar represents glory.
那香柏树也是后来建造圣殿的时候的主要的材料。
It is also the main materials that were used to build the temple.
所以这是一种神所重用的，因为在神眼中，这个香柏树是会发出香气的啦。
This is something that was used heavily by God as it exudes a fragrance.
是神要用的重要的建材。
It is an important ingredient in the work of God.
所以义人生长像黎巴嫩的香柏树。
So for a righteous person to grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
表示说这个义人他在生活上会有美好的见证。
What this means is that a righteous one will bear good testimonies in his life.
Okay, 而且能够成为神所重用的。
And they can be used heavily by God.
虽然在很寒冷、很恶劣的环境底下，还是可以长得很好，还是可以被神所用。
They may be in a very cold and a very disadvantaged environment, but they will still be used.
那这个都在描述这个义人是像要像这样子的。
And here.It describes how the righteous people are.
然后第十三节九十二篇的十三节说，他们要栽在神的殿里，发旺在我们神的院里。
And in verse 13, it says that those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
那表示说，今天在我们神的教会里呢，我们需要很多很多像棕树、像香柏树的啊这些义人啊这些年长者。
What this means is that in our church today, we need a lot of members who are like the palm tree or the cedar, our elderly members in the church.
14节说，年老的时候还要结果子，而且要满的枝浆，常发青。
Verse 14 says that they shall still bear fruit in old age, and they shall be fresh and flourishing.
义人实际上是可以超越时间的。
Righteous men can transcend time.
因为在神是没有时间的。
Because in God there is no time.
时间空间是神创造的。
Time and space are created by God.
所以我们今天在神面前如果成为义人，我们的生命跟神连接以后。
So if we are righteous in the sight of God and our lives are connected to His.
虽然我们活在这个世上，我们还是被时间所限制住。
We may be living in this world bound by time and space.
但是在灵里面，其实我们是可以超越时间的。
But in the spirit, we already transcend.
因为我们知道，我们跟神连在一起，神是无限的，我们的根着成为永恒。
Once we are connected to God, our roots are eternal.
所以义人他说老的时候，他还可以结果子。
So it says here that the righteous shall bear fruit even in old age.
能够荣耀神。
They can still glorify God.
今天我们很多情况，很多时候是老人家呢，他对做所做的见证呢，真的能够特别感动人的。
Today we have a lot of situation where we hear these testimonies of our elderly members who are which are very moving.
特别是我们当我们的生活里面能够结出圣经所告诉我们的圣灵的果子，神所要我们去结的果子。
Especially when these testimonies are about bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit as instructed by the Bible.
因为神的话语已经不是只是一个知识而已。
Because the word of God is not just knowledge anymore.
而是事实上在我们的生活当中实行过体验出来的。
But in reality, they have been experienced in lives.
约翰福音十五章第八节主耶稣说，你们若常常结果子，就能够荣耀我。
John chapter 15 verse 8 says that if you are able to bear fruit frequently, then you shall glorify me.
所以年老的时候仍然结果子，表示我们今天在生活上仍然不断的去用我们的生活来见证，来荣耀神。
So bearing fruit in old age means that we are bearing testimony in our lives.
那这个果子，他说是满了枝浆而常发青的。
And this fruit is fresh.And flourishing.
那表示我们今天在神的恩典的泉源里面呢，我们可以享受神的永生的福气。
What it means is that in the grace of God, we can truly enjoy what He has given us.
是枝叶茂盛，是常绿不衰的。
It is very fresh, and it will continue to flourish.
是让那些旅途的人很疲倦的人 可以来到这个树荫底下乘凉的。
It allows those who are traveling very tiredly so to be able to take a rest.
那所以今天在我们的神的家里面，如果有很多像这个棕树、黎巴嫩香柏树这样常常发青的这些艺人老人家呢？
If we have a lot of elderly members in our church today who function like this cedar that are very fresh and flourishing,
那教会一定是充满荣耀。
Then the church shall be filled with glory.
那弟兄姐妹一定很乐意到教会里面来跟这些老人家谈谈话。
And the brothers and sisters would be very happy to share and to listen to these elderly members.
因为有时候听一听老人家的生活的分享，他们的见证，我们就会得到鼓励。我们就会看到神的慈爱。
We can receive encouragement, and also see the grace of God in this sharing.
那小弟在年轻的时候呢，在我二十几岁的时候，我当时候特别喜欢跟老人家做朋友。
When I was in my 20s, I especially liked to be friends with the elderly.
我可能因为从小就比较常常接触老人家，所以对老人家只有特别喜欢跟他们讲讲话，因为他们有好多故事可以跟你分享。
Maybe because as I was growing up, I had always liked to talk to an elderly member because of the stories.
所以当我年轻的时候，很多老朋友。
So when I was young, I had a lot of old friends.
那这些老朋友呢，其实他们很关心这些年轻人。
And these elderly friends, they were actually very concerned about the young ones.
那有时候有些心里的话，或者是有时候一些不愉快的事，跟老人家讲一讲，老人家就用他们的经验来开导，然后让我们了解说，原来事情是可以有不一样的结果，如果能够靠神。
Sometimes I might share with them things that I didn't feel very very comfortable or very happy about, and they would use their experience in the Word of God to encourage me in return.
所以其实我们教会有这么多老人家，这是我们教会的福气。
So for our church to have so many elderly members, it is indeed a blessing from God.
那我们现在老人家，其实我们的时间越来越短了，在这个世上的时间越来越短。
For our elderly members, their time in this world is getting shorter and shorter.
那有几件事呢？从圣经里面要提出来跟我们的年长者做勉励的。
So there are some of verses in the Bible that I would like to share with you as an encouragement.
我们现在请看诗篇七十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
七十一篇第九节，我年老的时候，求你不要丢弃我；我力量衰弱的时候，求你不要离弃我。
9. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails.
我们现在看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
十七节
Verse 17.
神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。
Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works.
十八节
18.
神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me.Until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
这两段信息呢，其实这一篇诗篇是大卫年老的时候他所做的。
This is a psalm that was written by David at his old age.
他当时候对神的祷告。
This was the prayer to God.
他说：“神啊，到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我。”
He said, "When I'm old and gray-headed, do not forsake me."
也就是说，再给我一些机会。
That is.Give me more chance.
让我可以把你的能力跟你的作为指示下代的人。
So that I can declare your strength to the next generation.
所以我们今天年纪上的弟兄姐妹，我们要把握机会，把我们的信仰体验，把我们对神的感受，能够传给我们的年轻下一代。
So for our elderly members, we need to take onto this opportunity to pass on our experiences to the next generation.
因为信仰这条路，每一个人都是很特殊的。
Journey of faith is unique for every one of us.
我们每一个人所经历的，不见得其他人可以经历到。
What we experience is not necessarily something that everyone else would experience.
我们现在走过以后，我们走完这一生，我们就要走了，就要回到神那边去了。
Once we have treaded through this path, we shall return back to God.
我们在这一辈子中间，我们都不可以忘记神给我们的恩惠。
And in all of all parts of this journey, we shall never forget the grace of God.
所以我们要利用我们还有机会的时候，把这个神的恩典述说给下一代。
That's why when we still have the time, we need to tell of God's grace to the next generation.
那当我们在述说神的恩典的时候
，When we speak of the grace of God,
其实我们会发现一个效果。
Actually, we will find an efficacy.
我们的心，我们的能力思维重新回来。
Our heart, shall regain itself.
我们重新变年轻了。
We will become young again.
因为我们会感受到神当初是怎么样爱我们。
Because we will once again feel how God used to love us.
我们对神的那个信靠会越来越深。
And our faithfulness towards God will grow stronger.
我们现在看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
我们请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节，我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
第三节，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
3. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
4. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
5. Who satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这几节圣经在告诉我们，如果我们不忘记神的恩惠，我们不断的述说神在我们身上所做的这个美好的工作。
These verses are reminding us that if we do not forget the benefits of God, but we proclaim his grace.
我们会发现到说，其实神他让我们所愿的得以知足，我们已经经过这么多年岁，我们经过神这么多的恩惠了。
We will realize that what God has given us is already so abundant.
每一次当我们在困难的时候，其实神都用美物使我们知足，让我们重新得力，像鹰返老还童一样。
At every point of difficulties, God already satisfied our mouth with good things so that we shall be renewed like the eagles.
所以年纪越大的时候，我们反而心里的力量越来越刚强。
The older we get, it should be that our heart will be even more strengthened.
我们肉体的毁坏，这是没有办法避免的。
Our bodily destruction cannot be avoided.
但是我们的心可以越来越年轻，越来越刚强。
But our heart can grow younger and stronger.
我们对神的信靠越来越坚定。
And our faithfulness toward God can be deepened.
那这样子，我们在告诉我们的下一代的时候，我们一定会非常的有信心，而且很坚定的跟他们说，神是我的神，是值得依靠的。
When we tell our next generation, we are able to say,With certainty that God is our reliance.
这是第一个提醒，要赶快利用机会把神的恩典述说给下一代。
This is the first reminder that we shall tell of God's grace to our next generation.
第二点，我们请看《撒母耳记上》第十二章。
Secondly, let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上十二章。
1 Samuel chapter 12.
我们请看先看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
十二章第二节，现在。有这王在你们面前面行，我已经年老发白，我的儿子都在你们这里，我从幼年直到今日都在你们前面行。
And now here is the king walking before you. I am old and gray-headed, and look, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day.
这是撒母耳年老的时候，他对百姓所做的一番告白。
This is what Samuel said to the people.At the time of his death,
当时候百姓他们要求立王啊，跟其他的国一样。
The people at the time wanted a king just like all the other nations.
那当然，一方面也是因为撒母耳的儿子们，他们没办法真的把这个他的父亲这些美好的作为把它承续下来。
On one hand, it is because the sons of Samuel were not able to carry on his duties.
但是面对这种情势，其实撒母耳他的心里面是很伤心的。
Facing that kind of situation, the heart of Samuel was very sad.
可是当时候撒母耳他在二十三节讲了这句话。
But Samuel said this.
二十三节。
In verse 23.
至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪神，我必以善道正路指教你们。
Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.But I will teach you the good and the right way.
二十四节说，只要你们敬畏神，诚诚实实地尽心侍奉他，想念他向你们所行的事何等大。
24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you.
这里我们就看到一个重点，我们当我们年纪增长的时候，我们要不停止的为我们的子孙后代教会祷告。
One important point we can see here is that as we grow older, we shall never cease to pray for our next generation.
我们年纪大，体力比较衰败的时候，我们很多事情可能做不来了。
When we are less physically strong, we may not be able to do as much.
但是祷告却是我们每一天都可以做的。
But praying is something we can do every day.
如果我们今天不停止的为我们的后代子孙祷告，
If we do not cease to pray for our future generations,
我们就会看到神的恩典，神的带领在他们的身上，一直引导他们走在主的路上。
We shall see the grace of God be upon them and continue to guide them.
有一首诗歌说，我以祷告来到你跟前。
There is a song that says, with prayer, I come to your presence.
我相信我们诗班可能唱过了，因为我们好像唱献诗的时候曾经有诗班唱过的。
I remember some choirs had presented this before.
所以我们现在要怎么样到神面前来？
Today, the question is, how should we come before Him?
我们要以祷告到神面前来为我们的孩子祷告。
We need to come before God through prayer to pray for our generation, next generations.
所以这就是我们第二件可以做的事。
This is the second thing we can do.
第三件，我们现在看哥林多后书第四章。
The third, let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们请看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
十七节，我们这自沾自轻的苦楚，为要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment,is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory.
第十八节说，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but all the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
你看，老人家有几件事情是害怕的。
There are some things that elderly members fear.
老人家有人会害怕死亡。
Some elderly members fear death.
有人是害怕孤单。
Some fear loneliness.
有人是害怕病痛。
Some fear diseases and illness.
每一个人可能都有不同的恐惧的事了。
Everyone may have different things that they fear.
但是这里圣经告诉我们，其实我们可以不用害怕。
But the Bible tells us here that we shall not fear.
我们肉体虽然毁坏，可是我们内心一天新是一天。
Because our outward man is perishing, but our inward man is being renewed day by day.
我们感受可以很肯定的，神将来赐给我们是极重无比永远的荣耀，是天国的奖赏。
We know for certain what God will give us in the future is eternal, and it's a blessing in the heavenly kingdom.
我们如果坚定我们对神的信心
，If we can fortify our faith in God,
那这样子我们所顾念的就不是这个看得见的。
Then what we mind is not what can be seen.
我们就看到神给我们应许是何等的确实。
We can see the promise of God as something that is so certain.
今天我们在世上行事为人，我们跟我们的这下一代相处，我们一定是心里面很开阔、很喜乐的。
Today, as we face our new future generation, we are very happy and very joyful.
我们一定是可以看像第五章第八节所说的，我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
Just like what is mentioned in chapter 5, verse 8, that we are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present.
我们心里面很放心，因为知道我们有一个永远的盼望。
In our heart,We can let go because we know we have an eternal promise.
我们每一天都很喜乐。
That's why every day we can be joyful.
我们每一天都要准备要去见主耶稣。
Every day we prepare to see the Lord.
我们每一天其实都是神给我们的。
Every day is given to us by God.
所以我们内心不会恐惧害怕。
That's why our heart does not fear.
反而会生活得很积极，很有意义。
But rather, we will be very proactive in living a meaningful life.
甚至我们还有时间，神还给我们这个时间的时候，能够为我们的下一代祷告，为教会祷告。
We will grasp onto the opportunities to be able to pray for the church still.
那这些提醒呢？希望说能够我们的年长弟兄姐妹能够把它放在心上。
hopefully you can remember these reminders.
那这个敬老的机会 是让我们年轻人有一个再一次的思想。
The elderly service is also meant for the younger ones to reflect.
年纪大了事实上是值得我们尊敬我们顺服的。
For the elderly members, they deserve our respect.
彼得前书5章第5节说, 连幼的要顺服年长的。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, it mentioned that the young shall respect the elderly.
我们在教会里面看到这么多长辈呢, 要尊敬他们像尊敬我们自己的父母亲一样。
We see so many elderly members in the church, and we should honor them just like we honor our own parents.
我们一定会得到祝福的。
We shall receive blessing in return.
利未记19章里面对年轻人有一句很重要的提醒。
In Leviticus chapter 19, there is a very important reminder to the young ones.
这被记在律法里面。
This actually was recorded into the law.
那这句话其实到现在应该都还要继续执行的。
This is something that should be implemented even to this day.
19章第32节。
Chapter 19, verse 32.
利未记19章32节。
Chapter 19, verse 32.
在白发的人面前，你们要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是主神。
You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord.
这是神特别的吩咐。
This is something that was ordered by God, especially.
年轻的人要尊敬老人。
That the young ones shall honor the elderly.
也要敬畏神,
and that they shall fear God. Because this is the commandment of God.
那如果我们可以这样做，其实我们可以蒙福。
If we can do this, we shall be blessed.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
那我们前教会，不管年轻的、年长的，都能够在主里面合而为一。
So that both the young and the old ones in the church shall be unified in the Lord.
我们都能够保守我们自己在神的爱里。
And that we can all preserve ourselves in the love of God.
直到永生,
until eternity.
在主里面一起享受神所赐给我们的福气。
And we can enjoy the blessings together from the Lord.
我们今天早上的证道到这里。
This concludes our sermon portion this morning.
那接下来我们要请, 负责人上来, 简单主持我们的敬老会的一些活动。
Now we would like to invite the church council member to lead our subsequent activities.
来了呀，奉主耶稣圣名，我们现在开始举行我们一年一度的敬老特别聚会。
Hello there, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall now begin the elderly service.